Boy, has things changed. I remember a time where the biggest thing was don't do business on a phone. I guess that was thrown out the window per se, because now people are doing business by Facebook Messenger. Yes, there was a member of the Pagans Motorcycle Club just sentenced for doing such a thing. Interesting times, man. Interesting times. Also, we're going to be talking about the bagger races today, as well as some good stuff happening in the community. And then, sad state of affairs, man. There's been another motorcyclist killed, and at least they got this guy, and we're going to be covering that shortly. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. Also, we got some cool t-shirts happening, man. Go over to our support store, check that out, proudhooligan.com. Let's get to the news today. Let's just skip the intro, shall we? Here we go. Good stuff here. Harley-Davidson going for the 2022 King of Baggers title with Kyle Wyman again. Rock and roll, man. I love the bagger races. If you don't love the bagger races, something is wrong with you. Just saying. Goes on to say, and this is out of Auto Evolution, what started out like an insane idea not long ago quickly turned into one of the most spectacular new racing series for motorcycles on the calendar. In 2022, this is going to be the third year in the row that Moto America Mission King of the Baggers will pit Harley-Davidsons against Indians once more on some America's most famous tracks. Hell yeah, it's gonna be popular, man. I love all kinds of racing. But bagger racing, is right up there with flat tracking, man. Last year, the competition was won by Kyle Wyman, riding into battle a race prep Road Glide special for the Harley-Davidson Screaming Eagle Factory Racing Team. He will do the same this year, accompanied on the starting grid by his brother, Travis Wyman. Both will use the same bikes for the task at hand. This year, the competition opens up in Daytona, the Daytona 200. It's going to comprise six races this time, taking place following the season opener in April, June, July, September at Michelin Raceway in Atlanta, Road America, WeatherTech in Laguna, Brainerd International Raceway, and New Jersey Motorsports. Aside from his own team, Harley will back other riders using its bike with a $110,000 cash contingency program. Harley's involvement in racing will not be exclusive to the King of the Baggers, albeit its presence somewhere will be limited. For the 2022 Progressive American Flat Track, the company's ready to pump $225,000 in contingency funds for qualified racers in the Super Twins class, $195,000 in the AT or AFT production twins. The funds will pay first to 10th place in each class, extra $20,000 for production twins, and $50,000 for Super Twins. Rock and roll right there, man. So Kyle Wyman going for the gold again. Sad state of affairs here. Sad state of affairs. Ocala Motorcycle Club ride ends in tragedy when an 80-year-old rider dies in a crash. Sad state of affairs. The 80-year-old motorcycle rider was killed, and another rider, age 74, was injured when they crashed in a rural section of Northeast Marion County. The Florida Highway Patrol no longer includes names in its news releases. The agency only gave the men's age and said both were from Ocala. The motorcycles, one riding in front of the other, were westbound on Northeast 90th Street, about a mile east of Baseline Road. According to the patrol, the younger man who was in front was coming around a corner when he lost control of the bike and left the roadway. The rider returned to the roadway and the trailing motorcycle struck the lead one. Troopers said the two motorcycles rolled at least once. Both riders were transported to Ocala Regional, where the rider of the second motorcycle had died. The other one suffered non-life-threatening injuries. It looks like one of them's on a trike. Sad state of affairs right there. Our thoughts go out to the families. Now, from the United States Department of Justice, Pagan's Motorcycle Club member sentenced to 10 years for trafficking methamphetamine. Zachary Lee Miller, 28, was sentenced to 10 years and 4 years of supervised release by the United States District Judge Robert Colville. In conjunction with the sentencing hearing, the court was informed that the Greater Pittsburgh Safe Streets Task Force, led by the FBI, conducted a long-term investigation into drug trafficking activity occurring in the Western District of Pennsylvania. Law enforcement identified several individuals suspected at the time of illegally distributing controlled substances. During the investigation, investigators learned of individuals involved associated with Pagan's Motorcycle Club, responsible for the distributing meth. Miller, here's what's so weird, if you ask me. Miller used Facebook Messenger primarily to communicate with his drug customers, associates, to further their illegal drug trafficking activity. Facebook Messenger. You know, Signal might have been a little easier, if you know what I mean, just allegedly. Even though none of them are secure, if you ask me, you shouldn't be doing this type of business on Facebook Messenger. What's wrong with these new jacks? In addition to the evidence obtained via Facebook Messenger, and yes, they will hand it over. And by the way, Facebook owns WhatsApp. It's not secure. They'll hand it over in a heartbeat. Revealing large-scale transactions, they conducted a controlled purchase of meth from them and conducted physical and electronic surveillance of members of the conspiracy. Now, there was a co-defendant in this, Jessica Palmer, who had already been sentenced, were pulled over by the Pennsylvania State Troopers in a vehicle with suspended registration. They obtained consent to search the vehicle and located 6 ounces of meth in the trunk of the vehicle. Why would you, like, drive around with a suspended... you know what? I'm just going to read the news. Just going to read. In all, he conspired to and did possess with the intent to distribute and distributed at least 500 grams, but less than 1.5 kilos. Of meth, including approximately 6 ounces of meth seized on the 15th of February, 2020. If you want to read the rest of the release, as always, all the articles are in the description box. Good stuff here. Good stuff. All-female motorcycle club roars into Richmond to donate to the youth center. The Knight Riders, an all-female motorcycle club based out of Bay Point, stopped by the Bay Area's Girls Club at 260 Broadway on to deliver a donation of $1,050 to the organization that serves local girls. It's certainly not their first visit to the center. The Knight Riders have enjoyed a 10-year partnership with the Bay Area Girls Club, centered on providing young girls in the community with mentorship and opportunity. Don't forget to check out our live stream with the Neutral Zone. You can catch the replay where we talk about bikers are always protecting the weak. Quote, we are strong, committed to sisterhood, dedicated to empowering women riders while extending our hands to lift up our teenage girls and escort them into adulthood. Good stuff there out of the Richmond Standard. Now, this one just came out. A man arrested in motorcycle crash that was fatal. There's the picture of him. He was arrested in relation to a fatal motorcycle crash reported in December? It's almost February. Jose Luis Marquez, 50, arrived at police headquarters to turn himself in. He was served with warrants charging him with accident involving death and tampering with evidence. The case unfolded on December 23rd when police officers responded to a motorcycle crash reported at about 8:30 on McPherson and Shiloh Drive. The motorcyclist was taken to Doctor's Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Authorities would identify him as Alan Caravivius, 28. Initial information to the police at the scene was that the motorcyclist was the only person involved. The following day, Mesquez arrived at police headquarters to report that he was involved in a crash with the motorcyclist and pointed out damage. Well, you got to give this guy this. He went there, said he was in, you know, he was a part of this. Where he didn't have to, because they thought he was by himself. The investigation revealed that the gray Silverado left the scene of the accident at the time the officers arrived. The truck appeared to be had been washed and detailed, and they presented their findings to the Webb County District's office. Well, got to give it to the guy. At least he came forward, you know what I mean? You know, still sad state of affairs with that. What do you think about these time periods, man? Facebook Messenger. I know technology is a big useful deal, but to think you can get away with dealing that kind of stuff over Facebook Messenger, you must be a lunatic. You never use a phone. You can't even use throwaways. This technology this government has is out of this world, basically. It probably came from out of this world, if you ask me. So they'd track about anything you do. It's a business that really has no payoffs, if you ask me. It's more risk, less reward, because you have to factor in your time that you're going to be serving, lawyer fees and all that. And by time that's all done, you probably lost your ass on it. You know, driving around in the nice bikes and the nice cars, whatever. But in the end, I can't believe Messenger. And again, WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. And there has been cases where Facebook handed over everybody's records off of WhatsApp. So try Signal. That's one I like using is Signal. It's based outside of the country. As far as emails, Proton, but even those ain't guaranteed, if you know what I mean. Anyway, don't forget to go visit ProudHooligan.com. Go get your shirts, man. We got some cool designs we just put up. We're going to run them until the end of February. Then we're going to stop running them designs and go with some other designs. So, you know, collector's item stuff. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Go over to Instagram. And then you can listen to the second half of the show either live by going in our Discord right now. It's in the comments section. Or go over to our podcasts and platforms. I got the cute China doll with me for the second half. I'll talk to you later.
Come on. security!
This is one DJ you don't want to fuck with.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Listen to James Hollywood Machikari Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Rockin' with Hollywood. And listen to the best 80s heavy metal to today. Rock on!
What's up, all you hooligans? Hollywood is here, even though his throat's like a raw fucking pussy after getting fucked for about 2 hours. I'm here to entertain you tonight. We're going to have some fun here. We got some great songs coming up tonight. After all, it is Rocking with Hollywood, baby. You are with the King of Biker Radio. Hollywood might be a little high right now. I'm feeling it, baby. I'm feeling it. I bet J-Man right now, that old motherfucking wrinkly ball motherfucker, I bet he's jealous right now because Hollywood's all high. We have a great independent writer show coming up Saturday. We're going to be talking about concealed carry and stuff like that. Dark Soul is the one who got that all put together. Man, those independent writers are kicking ass, man. Kicking ass, taking names. Really getting into this business. I like seeing them grow and stuff like that, even if they do talk shit. But hey, I talk just as much shit. I'm the biggest shit talker around. I talk shit about China Doll all the time. I talk shit about everybody. Nobody is off limits to Hollywood. Hell no. It wouldn't be fun if it was. So if I hurt your pretty little feelings, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. So how's everybody doing tonight? Hopefully you guys are sitting back, drinking a beer, having a good old joint, man, like that. That rocks on. You know what? Right about now, you know who I wish I could interview? I was asked this once. If I could interview anybody I wanted, who would it be? I'd have to say Cheech and Chong, man. Could you fucking imagine how fun that interview would be? At least with Tommy Chong, I knew it would. Because, you know, Cheech Marin, he went a kind of, you know, uppity-up Hollywood bullshit. But Tommy Chong would be badass, man. You know, we can, instead of like what they did in the Scarface with the cocaine all over the freaking desk, we have marijuana all over the place. Because quite frankly, I won't do nothing more than marijuana. Why would you? Let's just get high, baby. So why would I want cocaine all over the place? But that would be the setup for the studio. Would be, I'd have Cheech and Chong sitting over there in the corner. Maybe bring in some plants and shit like that for some background. And have mounds and mounds of Mary Jane. I wonder what it would have been like to party with them guys in their heyday. Holy shit. Now, shit, especially Tommy. Now, see, Tommy Chong is my favorite out of Cheech and Chong. I bet Chong can drop some freaking weed, dude. I bet that dude has smoked so much fucking weed that God himself had to calm him down. Hey, why are you so high? Get over here. That's what was happening. The party would be crazy, having titties running all over the place, titties bouncing. But back in their day, I feel sorry for them. And why do I feel sorry for them? Because women had hairy bush. Okay, it's one of the boof. I was sitting here doing some research on Pornhub, and the 70s porn shit comes out. And boy, do they got the hairiest pussies back in the 1970s. It was like, damn, man, you got to put a fucking, you know, comb in that pussy and shit like that. I don't even know how they ate pussy back then. I don't. How the hell did you find the clit? How did you find it to stick it in? It was the Amazon fucking rainforest down there in the 1970s. So I have to say, during their heyday, it would have probably been fucked up. And God forbid, I don't even know what the 60s would have brought with the bush. Was it a thing to shave their bush in the 60s? Hey, you guys, yeah, you old wrinkly ball motherfuckers in Discord that are old that lived through the 60s. What was it like, man? Did the women have hairy bush? Or was that a 70s thing? See, I'm not that old, okay? I wasn't back there with the dinosaurs and shit, so you guys got to help me out here. For those that lived through the 60s, did they have some hardcore hairy bush? Because I don't know. I can't imagine some broad running around at Woodstock, all butt naked. I wish I was at that one, boy, rolling it around in the mud, getting high with everybody, seeing Janis and Jimi Hendrix. Oh, my God, what a fucking time that would have been. And doing nothing but fucking. Hell yeah. Fucking. It's no wonder the conservative movement was all pissed off back then, because I usually find it. When they can't get pussy, they get all religious on your ass. They always do. Because, you know, I'm in a different kind of lifestyle. And you got these conservative fucks out there that always complain that this is that and this is that. No, it comes down to you can't get pussy. Let's be honest with each other. You just can't get pussy. You can't go up to a woman and stick your dick in their yammer jammer. Okay? You just can't do it. You don't got that kind of style, man. You don't got no game. So you get pissed off at people like me who goes and sticks it in the yammer jammer. Or, hey, anal colon cleanse, baby. Stick it in the ass. Make them cup and go. You don't have that game. And talking about, you know, gay, man, I was always making fun of Mormons. I don't think I'm going to make fun of Mormons anymore. They get pussy, man. They get so much pussy that they now made it legal to fuck as much pussy as you want and get married to it. Now, I wouldn't have went the marriage route. I would have put them on a rent-to-own type of deal. I'll rent that pussy right now, and if I decide to own it, I'll buy it. Wouldn't that be a much better way of doing things in this world? Rent-to-own. I love the premise. Let me try it out, and if I like it, I'll buy it. If I don't like it, I can give it back to you. That's the way it should be with all women. It's just a sad state of affairs. In my old age, I finally realized, hey, I should have tried that rent-to-own shit. I should have. Anyway, we're going up to our first song today. We got some Meatloaf. And then we got some Motley Crue, baby. I'll be right back. It's Rockin' with Hollywood, baby. Let's get funky.
And I would do I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do
That means I won't take it in the ass for love, baby.
I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all. And these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire.
And some nights you're talking nice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. Maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. I won't do anything for love. Anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I won't do anything for love. Anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. And some days I pray for silence. And some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And you know it's true, and that's a fact. I would do anything for love, and there'll never be no turning back. I'll never do it better than I do it with you. So long.
Give him a set of balls.
Will you raise me up? Will you help me down? Will you get me right out of this godforsaken town? Will you make it all a little less cold? I can do that. Oh, oh, now I can do that. To everything, see, I got you. Will you hold me down?
Sounds like a punk.
And we'll all fall down. Sooner or later, you'll be screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Anything for love, but I won't do that.
Oh, man, I say you need to get some balls there, Meatloaf.
Hey, snap ahead, I'm talking to someone. You want the back of the jacket one time? Fucking phenomenal. Yeah, it's a beautiful world, isn't it? It's a beautiful fucking world. It sucks, eh? Fuck you. Another guy trying to impress his boyfriend. See, I just don't get that whole gay thing at all. To me, that's just common sense, you know? I don't see how a guy lays on the beach, looks at another guy's hairy ass and says, oh yeah. Hey, snap back.
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay, baby. You imagine today they freak out at that freaking shit right now. But he does have it right. Because I got to ask myself. I do. I got to ask myself this. He brought up a good point in the 80s. Why the hell would another guy want to stare at another guy's hairy ass? I just don't see it. I can't see it. What the fuck is wrong with people? You know, I know you're supposed to be all PC and shit right now. I just can't do it. We some ugly motherfuckers, man. I feel for women. I wouldn't want to fuck me. I'm a nasty motherfucker. I got a nasty mouth. It's no wonder women are bi. I've said this a million times. Said it a million times. All women are bi. Why? Because they don't want to fuck an ugly dude all the time. They want to fuck a nice woman. They know pussy's good. They know pussy smells sweeter. Well, unless you're an old hag and shit like that and trying to get a piercing. And next thing you know, you got spider webs coming out of your shit. But other than that, they want a good, you know, piece of meat. And they usually don't want it from us ugly motherfuckers. Just saying. Dr. Feelgood, baby. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Insane Throttle TV app on Roku now. Get content not seen on our other platforms. No censorship, no PC, only biker fun and entertainment. It's hardcore. Again, go over to Roku TV and add the Insane Throttle TV app now. Rock on!
Finally! Today's best rock is here.
Hi, we're Valerie Knox.
WMMR DB Rockford.
Ah.
Hello.
Black Jargon, welcome to the show. You're on Rockin' with Hollywood, my man. And I got a question for you.
Yeah?
You know, you're an older guy. You know, you're older.
No, I'm not.
You know.
No,
what,
I'm not older.
What are you, 65, 70 almost?
58.
58 years old, okay.
And that ain't old.
You're on the cusp of 60. You know, you're going to be there first, thank God, than me. I got a question for you. I am in the middle of Rocking with Hollywood, and I was wondering if you agree with my statement that all women are bisexual. And the reason why I say that is because when we look in the mirror, why the fuck, I don't see what a woman sees in us that they'd want to hump us all day, our hairy asses, when they can hump a nice freaking brunette. A nice freaking chocolate, something like that. I was wondering if you agree.
I do, and I think it just must be the money.
What do you mean it just must be the money?
That's why they hump us.
Because I couldn't look at me. I got a hairy ass. And I just can't see what China Doll sees in that.
Well, I mean, it's the money. You pay them bills, don't you?
They need a sugar daddy, is what you're basically saying to me.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much money you got, whether it's sugar or not. But they absolutely, I mean, I can't imagine why, you know.
Because if you look in the mirror right now, and if you were abroad, would you fuck yourself? Would you fuck you?
No, absolutely.
I wouldn't either.
Well, I'm beautiful, but no.
See the fun we have on with Rockin' with Hollywood? We explore all kinds of subjects here. All kinds of subjects.
Yeah, you guys need Jesus over there, but okay.
I'm going to hell, man. Every time I do the show, I feel like I'm going to hell.
Yeah, you guys need a sprinkling of some religion or something over there, but hey, I'm here.
You know, earlier I was talking about somebody, if I had the chance to interview, who would it be? And I was like, you know what? Cheech and fucking Chong. That would be the best interview ever. You know, Chong over here with all the weed all over the fucking place. And since you are, you know, this came up, since you are an elderly gentleman, you know, you're almost up there. Did they shave their pussies in the 60s?
I've never had anything over 50. I've never had a 50-year-old.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about 1960. Because we were discussing.
No, they didn't.
So it was
did not.
All bush. It was one of them things where you needed a pick.
Bushes were in.
Bushes were in. I got people coming in saying, "BD, love your broadcast." I kind of put BD on the air. He didn't even know I was going to do it. But anyway, did it become worse in the 70s with the Bush? It was a phase, what?
Oh, yeah. And one of my favorite was Vanessa Del Rio.
Ooh, do tell.
She had the biggest Bush. She was the porn star of the 70s. I wonder if she's still alive. Let me look her up on the internet.
He's looking at. See, I do my research on Pornhub, man. I don't look on, you know. I like seeing the real thing.
Oh, my God. Look at her. There she is. Born March 31, 1952, age 69 years old from Harlem, New York. Her real name is Anna Maria Sanchez.
Would you still fuck her at 69?
Let me pull her up here and see. Vanessa Del Rio on Twitter. Oh, she's got an Indiegogo film project. Yeah, she's still throwing that ass around. America's first Latina star. She was married? Somebody married her? That's beautiful.
Well, you know, I got a freak in here named Kokomo.
Yeah, I'd still hit it. Yeah, yeah, it's looking good.
I made love to an 88-year-old who had tits like an 18-year-old. You know what? You're a sick fucking freak, Kokomo. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think that he needs to go look at some 18-year-olds. Yeah.
Now, was 80 porn or 70 porn the best?
No, today's porn is the best.
I mean, today's porn?
Yeah, I mean, back then I used to have to stink my parents' Super 8 camera. Now all I just got to do is break my phone out at the rest stop.
Is Tia go through that phone, man? I hope not, man. The history and stuff.
You know something? Oh my good, poor Vanessa's fat as hell now. going through, going through the. Oh, my phone? Hell no. I have. She knows I'm a biker, not a
saint.
Choir boy. So.
Not a choir boy.
She.
So you weren't into the whole nylon thing of the 1980s?
Nah.
Weren't into that.
Nah. Man, Vanessa still got her fat ass on here doing her thing. Okay, girl.
That's beautiful.
Well, Mama.
You know, one of my guys just put it up in my Discord server, a picture of her, man. She was a hot motherfucker. I'd have banged that bitch.
Oh, yeah, she was hot. Oh, you're on Discord now?
Yeah, they're in the radio room right now. Radio room, you got the app going on the radio station, and we're all over the place, man. I get to interact on Discord,
totally
though.
Cool.
I get to interact on that. That's why I say, man, you need to get one of them hip-hop R&B stations going, man. That way you just say whatever you want to say. You'd be stupid like me.
And play music, too.
Yeah, 24/7 rock and roll, man.
Wow, I cannot believe Vanessa Del Rio is still doing her thing. Well, she was the hottest commodity in the world back then.
You know you want to blow one in that freaking yammer jammer, man.
Her and, you know, that guy with all the hair, Ron Jeremy.
Dude, he's a fucking sexual molester, man. He's in he's been in the fucking joint, man, for being a fucking molester.
No.
Yes.
He doesn't need to molest anybody.
Yes, he's in there. He's in there. Motherfucker sitting in an orange jumpsuit.
Let me see. News for Ron Jeremy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's about what she was saying every time he poked somebody.
330 years?
Yes. I think
Ron Jeremy hit with 7 new sexual assault charges in Los Angeles. This was 2020, October 28th. Wow.
They're going to be utilizing that ass inside the joint, saying, you know what, you wanted to play porn, let's play.
To go in a tight Los Angeles County District Attorney's race. 7 new sexual charges. Involving 5 women and a 17-year-old girl.
Well, I thought 17's legal. I know what here in Illinois it is.
Well, it's legal unless you're a news channel and you want to make it a 17-year-old girl.
Right.
Then it becomes a 17-year-old girl. But I think 16 is the legal age in most states. I'm not sure. 67-year-old porn star facing 330 years in state prison was found guilty. The rape and other sex crimes revealed today range from 1996. Wow, that was almost 30 years ago.
Ain't that funny when that shit comes back at you and hits you in the ass, man?
Huh?
it literally is going to come back and hit him in the ass once he goes to prison. But I just wanted to call you up and ask you, you know, because you're, you know, a certain age and you live some through these decades and stuff. some questions. Were the women a lot more freakier back in the 60s and 70s?
Well, if they were, it was absolutely... No, I don't think so. You know, in the 60s, we had sexual liberation with the Flower Children.
you deflowered them.
And in the 70s, in the 70s were the hippies. In the 80s, we kind of, we did the disco and the funk and what was that?
Did you actually dance to that disco shit?
Oh, yeah, man. I had my shit together. I could do the dog. I could do the staying alive. Yeah, the bus stop, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to make a video for YouTube, man. You know, do a flashback. I think that'd go fucking viral.
I could do the atomic dog. I could do the, the swim from the 60s. You remember the swim?
I don't remember the swim. I ain't old like you.
You don't remember the swim?
I remember breakdancing in
the
80s.
The swim with Tom Jones. I want to be sexual with you. You know that Tom Jones song?
I know the Tom Jones song. Did you have hair back then?
Oh, yeah, I had an afro.
You had an afro with the pick and everything?
With the pick and everything. Now, my pick was sharpened for combat. I could pull it out and spin it and cut your ass the fuck up with it. It was a cake cutter. Now, yeah, that's what you use. You use the cake cutter for your fro. You know, the cake cutters with that look like big old combs?
Right.
You don't know. Yeah, and it's sitting in your back pocket. And, you could you pull that fucker out in a fight and cut a cat right on up.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. The things you learn from Black Dragon, man.
Yeah. I had an afro and bell bottoms. And
do you got any pictures I can use as blackmail?
No.
I dare you to put I dare you to put that up on the community tab of your YouTube channel.
And then I had the big butterfly collar shirt that was open at the chest with some sort of cheap gold chain there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you have the goldfish in the shoes too, man?
Nah. No, Huggy Bear went he took that to the whole next level, bro.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't have the goldfish in the shoes, but it was completely cool, bro.
All right, man.
I had a Cougar XR7, man.
Oh my God, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to go to Kiss Me Deadly.
Champagne Cougar XR7.
Oh my God.
That's right. I was pimping. It ain't easy.
Oh, my God. Fucking pimping, man. Anyway, we're going to go to Kiss Me Deadly with Lita Ford, and that's Black Dragon. All right, man. I'll call you after the show.
All right. Remember, pimping ain't easy, baby. Just keep it pimping.
There you go. There's a slogan for you.
Keep it pimping.
Rock on, man. I'll talk to you. My God.
I went to the party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $10 from my old man. It ain't no big thing. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, this next one, I want to see you women with your titties bouncing. I want to see you all fucking freaky. Here we go, baby. You women better get it going or you're nothing but tall.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Better be showing some fucking titties, baby.
Download the Insane Throttle radio app and listen to the hottest modern rock on the planet. No commercials at all, just hard rock and roll, baby. Download the Insane Throttle radio app for Android now on Google Play. Rock on.
Rock on, baby. You know what's bad about Vipers, man? They talk that shit all the time and stuff. And when you call them out, you want to see titties. You want to see Butch. It never happens. Sad state of affairs, man. That's why I always speak the truth on women. All that talk. I want to see Bush. I want to see pussy. And you know what? To prove my point, I'm going to be talking to the males, okay? For you women, I'm going to make sure us men show you off. Now, I have to admit, most in Discord are not Magic Mike that makes China Doll play with herself for 2 hours and still wear out the fucking thing. We got the dad bellies, which some women find sexy. So men, I say next Thursday, give me a song and we're going to show all these women up. We're going to show them that we do got nuts. Literally. And you guys do the helicopter for all these wenches. And men, they can't talk shit to you anymore. Because we did it. Now it's your fucking turn. I say that's a good game to play, don't you? Show them off. Show them what us men are about. We ain't scared. We don't talk shit like you. Hell, Bedlam said, bet 100 subscribers he'll do it. Come on, Bedlam, let's show these broads what's up. Show them what they're going to get at Hog Rock. Show them when you're doing that helicopter how many times you're going to slap her in the face with it. That's what I say. Poor women, man. Give you a chance to show your titties, shake that ass, get all that attention. And I get G-rated bullshit. I don't like G-rated. This is Rocking with Hollywood, man. We get all fucking stupid in here. The fuck is wrong with you people? Here I am thinking I was going to get Shook Me All Night Long is coming up, by the way. Hey, Donna, DNB, just put, God help us, Kokomo will do that. But what about you? You talk shit all the time. There's no excuses for that. You lick on bananas, man, and with the cream, it's like, damn, somebody's just freaking blown a load. And then, in the yammer yammer. We got to start calling you out, honey. We got to start doing it. I'm sorry. You guys talk shit about men all the time. But I know, I have faith in my guys that they're going to put you to shame. Because our guys don't care if they got little peckers or not. They got pride in themselves. They got pride in what they have down there. So they're going to show you. They're going to make sure you know that us men know that you're full of shit. is exactly what you women, you vipers, should be thinking right now. Right now is what you should be thinking.
You know what my favorite fantasy is? I love two hard cocks. I like to have one fucking me, and I like to suck one off while the other one's fucking me. And today, I'm having two of my very favorite friends come over, and they're going to be eating my pussy, and I'm going to be sucking them off. I can hardly wait. They should be here any minute.
Suck it. Suck it deep. Suck it. Suck it deep. Suck it.
WMMRDB Rockford, where you can always get your freak on. Suck it.
You know that's what you want, women. You can't fool Hollywood. You want hard cocks lining up, baby. Because you guys are sexual deviant. You're freaks. Every woman's dream is to be the center of attention, to have them cocks lined up, having them pussies on the side, and just getting all freaky. I know it. I'm a pro at this shit. I know what a woman wants. She don't want an emotional sag bag of a man. She wants a real man that gives her a reason to live life, actually. She wants to go out there and explore her female identity. Why do you think God gave them three holes? God gave them three holes so that you can explore the women body, if you will. Kokomo, take a number. Oh, we got some new people in Discord. I have to look over here. My fault. We got Ritz Rider. He's probably saying, what the fuck did I just walk into? We got the DMV. We got Grizz Slayer. Graystar, you bald-headed motherfucker. Greg, Kokomo, Morbic, Randy. How you doing, buddy? And Bedlam and my S.I.L. Me and my S.I.L., my sister-in-law, are going to be sneaking away while everybody's going up the poopies, and we're going to go get some catfish. Right there on the Mississippi River, baby. I cannot wait. We're going to do some fishing. We're going to see how good she is. She'll probably catch about 10 of them to my one. And I'm going to come back all sad and stuff, looking like an asshole that she just beat me at fishing. I got to get my game on, man. I got to get my game. I can't, you know what? I can't go in looking all stupid. Woman beat me at fishing. I never hear the end of it. Never. That would so suck getting my ass kicked in a fishing contest by a woman. And knowing me, the catfish would be woman, you know, women, you know, female fishes, whatever. And that's going to say, you know what? Let's fuck Hollywood. Fuck him. He talks shit about women all the time. And they're going to jump on that freaking hook for and fuck me and make me look stupid. That's going to suck. Oh my goodness gracious. That's been Rocking with Hollywood. Hopefully you guys had a good time. I know I did have a good time. I'm about to call Black Dragon and fuck with him and his fucking afro shit, all that good shit. So he's probably like, you know, fucking Hollywood did it again, man. Brought me on his fucking show. What the fuck is wrong with him, man? Anyway, guys, I'm outie.
Everybody look at Hollywood, doing it good.
Everybody, adios, everybody. I appreciate you guys listening tonight, having that good old time, baby.